Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Griff in about, 15, 20 minutes. Now, you got to remember, Griff's been on the Tennessee beat prior for many, many years. He knows that program front and backwards. Now, before I take this call, I have had unlimited requests this morning and or questions. Bill, have we heard from Cosby Catterman? Somebody find him. Has he called yet, Bill? Where is the Cosby Catterman? What's the deal, Bill? Why have we not heard from him? Call him yourself. Get him on the show. Guess what? Here he is, Cosby Catterman.
Put down the cornbread and the asparagus, pick up the tuna sashimi, and call Kiffin. Skokan's gone.
He's on that video, said he never heard of asparagus.
Cornbread, yeah. Bill, I'm okay. You know the headlines. Let me tell you where we are on this.
Yeah.
That fat backstabbing former ruined the program again. He's not retiring. He got fired. Think it's dawned on Doug Matthews yet?
So you think Dondi unhired him too?
What do you think John Curry's thinking this morning?
Giggling, probably. Belly laughing.
We'd be sitting there year three with the Pirate. Now we're needing a coach again. It's amazing, isn't it?
Here's
the headlines. You've seen all this. Let me tell you where we are on this.
Okay.
The Freeze and Kiffin's who they need to hire. They're all the national media and the poobah just saying you can't hire Freeze because of NCAA baggage. He's got nothing at Liberty. He's working at Liberty. Dan Mullen's working with the show calls at Florida. That's a non-starter. Freeze needs to be the man. He'll take the job. They don't need a search firm. They're calling up Parker. They don't need all that crap. They need to call up Hugh Freeze and Kiffin and be done with it.
Now, the new AD is not Fulmer, so maybe the new AD would be open to Baby Kiff.
And that's another one, Bill. They're saying let the new AD hire the coach. I think right now you're making it overly complicated. You call Freeze and Kiffin, you don't go down doing all that crap. You call Freeze and Kiffin and make it a quick shot. Get a coach in here. If you hire Kiffin or Freeze, you'll sell 100,000 tickets if we get past the shot.
Here's my question.
You hire Billy Napier or Jamie Chadwell or Doug Marone, you'd be lucky to have 50,000 people over there.
Now,
it's not complicated, Bill. I've been calling you for seven damn years saying hire Kiffin.
I got a question for you. Is there speculation on who the snitch is?
Bill, it's such a days of our lives, like most of these schools. I don't even know that. I watch the parade go by like most people. I have my sources. But I'll just tell you right now, Bill, they're in the process of screwing this up again. They can't afford – and here's another one. I would say they would probably just stick with Kevin Steele. And have you been hearing about Rodney Garner coming up here?
I've heard that mentioned. Would he be open to leaving Auburn?
Yeah. Here's what I would think in normal times, that Tennessee being Tennessee, they would do. They'd hang around with Kevin Steele, do the interim coach for a year, let the dust settle on the NCAA mess, and just kind of – that's how Tennessee normally would do it. In normal times, that might even be halfway smart, although I'm not a big interim coach guy. Problem is this in-state class of 2022, Ty, what's his face out there in Martin? Ty Simpson. They have the number one players out there in Memphis, right, Nolan?
I think the
big defensive tackle out here in Memphis, Nolan, I believe he's number three on 24/7, isn't he? I think he was number one on the composite.
Yeah, he was number one prior, but yes, he's in the top couple. D lineman, yep, in Memphis.
So you can't monkey around with an interim coach. You can't do any of that. Another thing about hiring Kiffin is you get that headache out of Oxford. Kiffin's going to be a headache, as far as I can see, if they don't bring him back. So you kill two birds with one stone. It's too simple, isn't it? Your German Shepherd could figure out, Bill, your cat. to figure this out.
I had a German Shepherd as a kid. I don't have one now.
And what the hell was Donde Plowman talking about winning with integrity? She thinks she's working at an Ivy League school. This is the SEC. This is big boy football. Everybody's going 85 and a 65.
Who I'm going to ask you again. Who showed up November 13th as the snitch and said, I got some info for you? Who was that?
Well, I've heard a couple of people, but I got to make some phone calls on that. I can't give you a name on that, Bill. two things for you, Bill, and I'll clear out.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Amarius Mims. Okay, let's talk about him for a second. You got Griff coming on?
Yeah.
wonder how much Georgia paid him. You think Griff will break some news for us today?
Probably not that news. No, probably not going to do that.
Well, Bill, you know, I've been kind of just laying low. It's a regular season Rick time, just kind of been waiting on this. And now we'll see how they thing monkeyed up again. I mean, this is the school that hired Derek Dooley with a 4-8 record out of Ruston, Louisiana.
That's the same school, yes.
These people never fail to screw stuff like this up, Bill. I mean, Kiffin, how obvious is that, Bill?
Well,
if you worry about NCAA baggage with Freeze, hell, hire Kiffin.
What are they saying? What are the shows saying up there right now?
We got all, you know, they're bringing the national types in, state-run radio. They're snowing people, talking down to the fans, blaming the fans as usual. Bo Zolio, he's about half right, and then he's half a fraud. So you can't, you know, you just got to look at that. He's a big Haslam hater and all that. So you got to kind of run that through a filter, too. It's just the problem is it's a two-man turkey hunt here, Freeze and Kiffin. Hire one of the two dudes and be done with it. These people, it's Keystone Cops, Bill. It's Keystone Cops. You don't need an idea to do this.
How about Fulmer at the press conference yesterday? He looked all happy, didn't he?
That guy. You know what I'd like to see somebody do? He brought Major's name up the other day. Did you see that in one of his deals? He was comparing Pruitt to Major's. Did you see that one?
I did not.
I'd like to see from somebody in the Major's family just call him Blister him once and for all. Well, it's regular season Rick time, Bill, in the statewide stadium. That's the inside dope. I'll keep you updated. I'll try to call you a little more. It's just basketball season. I've been watching these NFL playoffs, and I didn't want to mess up your short show format. Taking a little time. See.
Thanks. There he is. I don't know how many requests I had there or questions. Bill, where is he? Bill, where is the Cosby Cattleman? Well, there he was. He's monitoring, I can promise you. Hoptown boy up in Kentucky. Bill, if they paid players, the return on investment was not very good. Now, here's the operative sentence, and Hoptown boy nailed it. You ready? They shorted Tesla, and they lost. What a metaphor. Oh, my God. He nailed it. They did the unthinkable. They shorted Tesla, and they got what's coming to them. Put perfectly. Okay. Back to Rocky Top for another call. Marty, give me a full report.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Good.
That was beautiful up there seeing Fulmer yesterday, wasn't it?
He looked so defeated. I can't even – I'm a wordsmither. I don't even know if I can wordsmith the way he looked.
Well, I about wrecked my car yesterday. I was listening to Basilio, and Basilio was talking about that. You know, he shouldn't get a parking pass over there. He shouldn't get a skybox and all this crap. Well, let me tell you a little story on Fulmer. I had a buddy of mine who was running an AAU basketball tournament down here at a middle school right up the road from my house. And when Fulmer's daughter was playing basketball, and he's making all those millions over at Tennessee, he refused to pay the $3 gate fee to get his daughter's AAU basketball game. I mean, you think that guy's going to pay to get in a UT football game? he actually refused to pay the $3. He says, I'm not paying to get in here. And some little sawed-off idiot, a few people back behind him in line, paid his $3 for him.
Wow.
Old Griffin likes to carry – when he was up here, boy, he used to carry water for Fulmer all the time. I guess he's still doing that. Is he coming on?
Yes. He's next.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be worth hanging on for. I was about to doze back off. I'll stay up for that.
So but, former back years ago, because his daughters are growing up now, AAU basketball at a middle school, daughters playing. They were good athletes. One of them swam at Tennessee, I believe. Anyways, so it's time to get in line and pay your admission fee. This was only $3, because at most of these things that I go to with my daughter, it's always been about $8. But anyways, back then it was $3, and he says, I'm not doing
it. Yeah. Ask Griff about that.
That's good. All right. But
Cattleman's right. We just need to go hire Hugh Freeze and be done with it. I mean, the guy's begging for the job. And you talk about making money. They'd be printing money over there then. But I admire Tennessee. A lot of people said it wouldn't work going through all this. You know, if they would only save $6 million, I'd probably go along with that. But when they saved $12 million plus all these assistant coaches and everything, I think it was worth every penny of it, don't you, Bill?
I think the total is about $18 million. When you take all the others that got fired, staff members and recruiting office folks, 9 of them, and then Pruitt's 12-plus million, I think it's about $18 million they save.
You know, the ones I feel sorry for, there was a lady that was working in the recruiting office. You know, a lot of those people have families to support. They're not like Skolkin. They're not getting out here stealing $10 million. I feel sorry for those people that were dumb enough to go to work for him.
Now, here's my question, Marty. How much of that $18 million that they're saving did they slide over to the snitch?
That's a good question. I heard rumblings for a long time that the only reason Garantano was playing was because he had some dirt on him. I wonder if it was Garantano.
Marty, I don't know if you could listen earlier, but earlier I said this. If Tennessee was 7-3 instead of 3-7, that snitch would have never shown up. I can promise you.
No. And Gitmo could have actually played quarterback. It might not have showed up.
Right. Stay in touch, good friend. Appreciate it, bud.
See you.
Yep, appreciate the call. 614 Rob before the break. Bill, Nick Saban's wife apparently has been looking at houses in Knoxville. So Miss Terry is sniffing around Rocky Top for property. She needs a new challenge. You know, it's you winning every day at Alabama, and it's getting boring. You know, and the Bama fans take it for granted, and yeah, you need somebody to love you. Tennessee would love you if you moved to Rocky Top. Maybe hire John Gruden while you're there. That'd be a hell of a staff. Griff is coming up unless he's on his phone call. So that's coming up next, Tuesday edition. It's been lively, as you probably thought it would be. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's been busy there. 24 trying to get past 440 this morning on a series of accidents here in this area. Now there's a crash 40 westbound. It's going to be just past Spence Lane. It may have some injuries. That's adding to that slowdown. Now as you come past the airport on I-40 westbound, trying to get past Spence Lane. OHB at Firestone Parkway. They're still over there working that wreck. That one had some injuries also. Hey, you never know when you might need them. Free at last Bell Bonds, serving Davidson, Williamson, and even Rutherford County. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Listen up, football fans. I've got the perfect way to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called a same-game parlay bet, and it's only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. A same-game parlay bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the game. You can combine the money line, the over-under, and player props all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel is letting you place a same-game parlay bet risk-free. If you haven't already, just download that app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and use my promo code, which is BKING, B-K-I-N-G, same-game parlays, only available on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin, that paired with a cup of coffee is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2, Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Attention, concerned citizens.
Hey guys, Zach Williams here, and if you're tired of being called a boomer or don't understand why young kids are putting kale in everything,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
After all, this is America.
Then you need to join me on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Millennial Sports Mornings, and we can help you be just a little bit younger. Again, that's Millennial Sports Mornings, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I know you had trouble keeping up with that. Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly cloudy, high 53. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 31. Sunny tomorrow, high 48. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers. Wednesday night, low 37. Thursday, a chance of showers, high 54. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Mike Griffith with us, Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. And Griff, you have been on Rocky Top and covered basically everything, national championships and controversies. I know you're not in Knoxville, but have you seen anything like what's going on there right now?
Wow. It's been a while, you know, since you've seen a case with this many level one or level two. We used to just call them major violations, according to the chancellor. I mean, that's the person that runs the university telling you that it's shocking and stunning. I'm trying to think, maybe the Ole Miss case a few years ago might have suggested this sort of fallout, although Ole Miss is not doesn't have the level of exposure that Tennessee does. Tennessee's already kind of put itself in the bullseye with some of the controversies in the past, some of the administrative failings. I think what's disappointing about this is that you thought that everything was in line and that the administration was fully behind the football program, and the football program wasn't able to do its part, in short.
Griff is with us, the AJC's Dog Nation. So they say that a snitch shows up November the 13th and spills the goods to them. You think there was an angle here to get out of all this? They know the season's going bad. They start figuring out Jeremy Pruitt's probably not going to save the program, and this is a convenient way to not pay him and everybody else.
No, I think they broke rules and got caught. And 10 people got fired. We're not talking about one. This whole snitch conspiracy is, you know, I don't even want to use the word, horse manure. I mean, if you're cheating, you get caught. And the chancellor, Tennessee, not somebody from the outside, not somebody from Georgia, not somebody from Florida, not some rogue agent. The University of Tennessee chancellor put it down in writing and verbally that bad things were going on. They found them. They called the SEC. The SEC is on alert. They're there. They've been there for a month. They've called in the NCAA. They've hired a law firm. You know, we're talking about, you know, a blazing inferno and someone saying, somebody lit a cigarette in the alley. Do you think that started the fire? No. This is bad. So why are people wasting their time on conspiracy theories? You know, you're talking about a massive issue that Tennessee's got to solve.
Yeah, Griff.
Nick, I mean, it's just when there's that, again, and I'm going to quote the chancellor. These aren't my takes. This is just, all you got to do is listen. If anybody listened, you know, sometimes people hear what they want to hear, Bill, and they don't hear what they don't want to hear. The chancellor said shocking and stunning levels of violations. So it's not just a matter of, hey, look over there. Somebody bought him an ice cream cone. It's holy cow. You got fired. Ten people got fired. Ten.
My only problem with this is, and yes, it's bad. I'm not suggesting otherwise. It sounds awful. Multiple level one and level two violations, plural. And she was very willing to put that out there, as you said. But if they're 7-3, I suggest there's no snitch.
No.
That's my problem.
I disagree because, first of all, you're assuming that the snitch is somebody from Tennessee. Who's to say the snitch isn't somebody from Kentucky, somebody from Alabama, Auburn? Typically, when people are committing wrongdoings, it's the people that are put at a disadvantage that are going to turn them in, right? It's somebody that lost a recruit or something like that. You can go back, you know, through all the NCAA cases. You know, I covered a lot of them. Covered them in Alabama, covered them in Auburn, covered past cases at Tennessee. I've seen a lot of it. Michigan State. It's typically not somebody within that's doing the snitching, okay? And as far as snitching goes, you know, I don't even know why you use that word, Bill. I mean, that assumes there's a negative connotation to reporting somebody for doing something wrong. I mean, I was raised that, you know, if somebody's doing something wrong, it should be fixed, right? Especially if we're talking about at that level. I'm not sitting here saying that, oh, well, everybody else in the SEC is perfect. No, of course not. But what happened at Tennessee doesn't look like one or two little things. I mean, we're talking about systemic issues here per the chancellor. Now, the question that I have is the degree of Jeremy Pruitt's knowledge of what was happening and oversight. And because anytime you get into a lack of institutional control where you're saying, well, you're the coach, so you should have known, they kind of pick and choose. Like Lane Kiffin, for example. When Lane Kiffin was at Tennessee, Tennessee paid hostesses, okay? Lane Kiffin had an assistant coach pay for hostesses to leave the state and attend a high school game and make illegal contact, okay? That was a member of Lane Kiffin's staff that did that. That is a lack of institutional control. The NCAA made the call. They did that. They could have had a lack of institutional control, but he was gone. It was found out 3 years later. Right, all, you know. Remember, Derek Dooley had to coach for 2 years with this NCAA investigation from Lane Kiffin, and you know, at what he did in 1 year. In 1 year, what Lane Kiffin did put Tennessee 3 years behind because of not just what he did, but the investigation that lingered. Right now, what Tennessee fans should be focused on is how soon can this get over with? Because if this thing lingers, that's the problem. You know, look, it's done. They found violations, all right? They need to self-impose sanctions, probably a bowl ban, restriction on scholarships, restriction on visits. They're going to self-impose heavily with hopes that when the NCAA is done with their investigation, they'll look at how Tennessee handled it and said, boy, you guys sure did a lot to yourself. We're not going to add much more. But the question is, how long does it linger? Lane Kiffin lingered for 3 years after he left. Tennessee doesn't need that. Whoever the next guy is, whether Kevin Steele goes from interim to full-time coach, I don't know. He's one of the three finalists that Phillip interviewed for the job the first time, and he's a former Tennessee player. And, you know, when he got brought in, there were two red flags. If you didn't know Jeremy Pruitt was going to be fired, you weren't paying attention. Number one, when his best friend left the staff. When Will Friend left that staff and took $100,000 less to go somewhere else, okay, that was a flaming red flag.
Because that's his best friend. That's his college roommate. And when Will leaves, you know it's going to be bad. Two, when they brought in Steele. Kevin Steele and Jeremy Pruitt were never going to coach together. That was never going to happen. Kevin Steele was a $2.5 million defensive coordinator last year at Auburn. You think Jeremy Pruitt wants his ideas? No. So something was going to happen. I mean, you knew that. We just didn't know the magnitude. And now in the fallout, you know, with people driving on conspiracy, oh, well, who snitched? What? You had 10 people fired. There's probably 1,000 people with information that could have got Tennessee in this trouble. With 10 different people involved, at least 10 different people involved, to the magnitude that they lost their job. So you tell me, you start looking at that circle of knowledge and how many people were aware and who knew what, and it grows rapidly when you involve, exponentially, when you involve 10 people. So what people should focus on now is, one, the NCAA process and how quickly this investigation can get over with. That's why the chancellor and the president and Philip Fulmer were sitting up there transparent. Because they're putting all their cards on the table. They're saying, look, we want to cooperate. We want to tell you everything we know. We want to find out everything we can. Because Tennessee wants to move on from this. But in the past, like I said, with that Lane Kiffin deal, you can interview Derek Dooley. And I remember, I covered it. Tennessee couldn't get a sniff for some recruits because of the investigation. And people don't want to do anything when there's uncertainty. It's the uncertainty that kills the program. Well, I don't want to go to Tennessee. Why not? Well, because I don't know what's going to happen. Right? That's what everybody says. You know, they're under investigation. What does that mean? You know, how many bowl bans? You know, how many restrictions? Is this coach going to be here? It creates uncertainty. So that's Tennessee's biggest issue right now, is the uncertainty that this situation has created.
I just – look, we'll disagree on this one. I find it highly suspicious that a snitch shows up November 13th. Why November 13th? Why, when the season's going south? I don't get that. I agree with you. The news is bad. I'm not fighting you over the news being bad. It's bad. But why November 13th? Somebody comes forward and says, here, I got something for you here. I just don't get it. I don't get the timing.
Well, there's always – I mean, why does anybody testify when they testify? I don't know. I mean, is that changed? You know, it's, you know, I guess if I look at a – you know, I don't watch too much crime TV, but, you know, police officer going, you know, hey, we've got a murder over – yeah, but the question is, when did we get the tip? No. What do you mean, when did you get – yeah, we got an anonymous call on September 3rd about a murder that happened in July. So let's focus on – no. Okay, it's – I mean, I hear what you're saying. I guess if what you're driving at, Bill, is do you think that somebody within the program turned in Jeremy Pruitt, or do you think that some upset booster decided randomly that it was time to fire Jeremy Pruitt, and so they would turn in? I mean, there's all sorts of conspiracy theories that you can come up with, but that doesn't matter. It's moot. It doesn't matter. What matters for Tennessee is how do they get their program back on track. What matters for Tennessee is, you know, the next step. I mean, like I said, I guess, you know, for me, I think that's an interesting facet of the case. You know, the timeline is always an interesting facet. You know, well, when, you know, why did Tennessee wait a week to hire a law firm? Why didn't they hire a law firm right away? Why did the SEC wait till December to get involved, right? But this theory that if you're 7-3, it doesn't happen, I don't buy it. Not when it's of this magnitude. To me, the question that I would want to find out, especially with Coach Pruitt's rebuttal, is did he have an awareness of this? And do they have proof that Jeremy was aware of what's going on? To me, that's in the fallout. One, the Tennessee uncertainty on that side of it. Two, in terms of Coach Pruitt and being fair to him, what did he know when? Okay? Can you connect him to these issues? You know, I talked to somebody yesterday, told me they have text messages. All right. Well, whose text messages to whom, right? Was it Jeremy Pruitt text messages? Was it assistant coach text messages? Was it recruiting department? I want to know more about those text messages. Now, that's the kind of stuff that comes out in the wash once the enforcement staff does their investigation. And then ultimately, they'll turn in their findings in combination with the University of Tennessee and their legal counsel. And they'll turn that in, and then the NCAA Infractions Committee will have a hearing, and they'll dole out what the punishments was. If I go back to the Bruce Pearl case, what I thought was really interesting about that was that Tennessee had decided to stand behind Bruce Pearl. And you, I don't know if you remember that, but Jimmy Cheek said he's going to be the coach here. He said that in November. And then Mike Sly suspended him for 8 games while Cam Newton was, you know, a lot of people thought he was skating down there at Auburn because that investigation was going on. The big joke was, you know, they're so mad about Cam Newton, they suspended Bruce Pearl, right? But the interesting facet to me that came out of that was the law firm that Tennessee hired was not there to protect Bruce Pearl. It was there to protect the university, right? That's why Jeremy Pruitt has his own counsel. And basically what Jeremy Pruitt's saying is, our investigation doesn't match your investigation. You've come to this conclusion, but they're going to fight. You better believe they're going to fight and push Tennessee to prove that Jeremy Pruitt had some direct involvement, or he's going to be deserving of that buyout, is what they're going to argue. That's the next part of the case that I think is fascinating. I don't know if we'll ever know, you know, who the person was that came to the compliance or to the chancellor's office. But I thought it was important that Tennessee set the timeline down so everybody could know this isn't something that was lingering all season. They basically gave you that date so that you could know they took action immediately. And right now, that compliance part of it's everything, Bill.
Griff, always a pleasure, man. We'll see you next Tuesday, sir.
All right. Have a good one, man.
There he is, Griff, joining us. He doesn't get the I buy into the snitch thing. I'm sorry. I fully buy into it. That's suspicious. I find that awfully peculiar. Anyways, we will take the break, and then we've got it clear the rest of the way. Presented by Every Day, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's been struggling from an earlier wreck on 40 westbound near Spence Lane. Again, that's over in the Donaldson area. That's really had traffic slow go through there passing the airport. It's a minor wreck on 24 west near that off-ramp at Bell Road. It's over to the side as they mop up that crash with injuries from earlier on Firestone Parkway at Gold Boulevard. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The NFL family is committed to conversations and actions that advance social justice and move us towards a more equal and just tomorrow. The NFL created Inspire Change to reduce barriers to opportunity and create progress in police-community relations, criminal justice reform, education, and economic advancement. Join NFL players, clubs, and the league in ensuring that access to opportunity is a reality for all. It takes all of us to end racism and hate. Learn more at nfl.com/inspirechange.
Pennington Distilling Company is a proud sponsor of WNSR's Pickin' with the Pickers with Greg Pogue and John Burton. Pickers Vodka, Pickers Unplugged Seltzers, and canned cocktails are all available and made right here in Nashville, along with the award-winning Davidson Reserve line of whiskeys and Whisper Creek, Tennessee Sippin' Cream. Learn more by touring the distillery in the nation's neighborhood, by following Pennington Distilling Company on social media, or online at PenningtonDistillingCo.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man week.
The slowest fast break in radio and features the U.S. Army Legend of the Week.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Budmore State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, High Valley Conference, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill, and Sam's Sports Place.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
We'll be right back.
anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Johnny Vegas says, Bill, I must confess, I have not bet on Tennessee football the last couple of years, so I did not snitch. I'm not the snitch. Georgia Doll. Bill, Mark Richt should be the next AD at Tennessee. Instant public image fix. Didn't win the Natty, but he is a respected name. Cosby would absolutely lose his mind. That's true. The energy vampire would not be what Cosby wants. Cosby's got two faves right now. Baby Kiff, you've known about. Hugh Freeze has been added to the list last couple of months. Yeah, I guess since Hugh Freeze's year he had at Liberty, he's jumped on the list. So Cosby'd be good either way. I don't think there's any chance that they can hire somebody with an NCAA past issue. I don't. And that question was vaguely asked yesterday, and Don D. Plowman, she is the chancellor, basically said, I mean, you have to decode it, but the way I heard it without her saying it is that would be an issue. That's the way I decoded things. Crazy Charlie, who'd you say we have here? Aaron is next up, according to Crazy Charlie. Welcome in.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate it, man. Let's all just take a deep breath here as Tennessee fans. And this is what makes sense to me. Feel free to chime in, Bill, at any time. First, we're losing sight here. I mean, first and foremost, we got to get an AD. And the three names I'm hearing, you know, I like those names. They have some Tennessee ties. And I think that's really important here. So let's get our AD. That could take who knows how long.
Well,
Kevin Steele.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. No, I had nothing to say. I just thought there was dead air there. I didn't know if you'd stop or not. Go ahead.
Kevin Steele right now is the interim head coach. Let's let Kevin be the interim for this season. There is no need to rush this hire, Bill. Let's give him a shot. He's a Tennessee guy. He's an outstanding recruiter. I think he could assemble somewhat of a pretty good staff. I mean, he has tons of ties in the conference. I mean, I think we should have kept Kippy as the interim when Kiffin bolted in 2010. Let's let a Tennessee guy just kind of stabilize this program. We get our AD in place. Okay, hear me out. Give them time, get the new administration time to get settled, organized, and start their search. Gives them plenty of time. This job is going to be much more attractive this time next year than it is right now. All the candidates that we all like are still going to be available, Bill, right? I thought there was a chance Mullen might go to the NFL, and who knows who they would have tried to hire, but that doesn't appear that's going to happen. So Mullen's going to stay at Florida. I don't see any more big jobs coming open. Of course, you know, that's subject to change, as we all know. And we can't get in a position where we're in a rush here. And I understand the 22 in-state classes, you know, a lot of experts think has a chance to be the greatest ever or the best ever in the history of the state of Tennessee. I get that. But right now, you can't make a rush hire to salvage one recruiting class, in my opinion.
I agree with that. Yeah, Ty Simpson, the quarterback, the defensive lineman in Memphis,
Walter,
the twins.
Walter Nolan down in yep. Yeah.
There's tons of them. Yeah, there's lots of them. But, yeah, you're right. I never rush a hire for a recruit. And I think Ty Simpson was about to commit before all
this. Yeah, he probably was. But, you know, let's all just take a deep breath here. Kevin Steele's the interim. There's a reason they brought him in. He was one of Fulmer's three finalists last time. And, you know, a lot of people at Auburn wanted him. I don't know about a lot, but I know some major players wanted him. And we can't get in a position, Bill, where we're getting turned down publicly by all these coaches like we did 3 years ago.
Right.
It's just my take. The Jamie Chadwell, that one scares me, Bill. I'll be honest with you. He has never coached big-time football. Never. I mean, we're looking at East Tennessee State, Charleston, where he's at now, Coastal Carolina. This job right now is not designed for on-the-job training. This is career suicide right now for up-and-coming coaches. And you know, from what I understand, his offense is, you know, it's kind of weird, quirky. You know, you don't have time, 2 years to get an offense installed with the quarterback you need. You know where I'm going with this, man.
Aaron, well put, sir. No, I appreciate you chiming in, man.
Sure, my pleasure.
Appreciate the call. Bam on bar, Bill. I don't think Griff is understanding the overall aspect of the university saving $18 million by going the route they are with that snitch coming forward. Even if it's called a conspiracy theory, I'm good with that. I don't care. I've done this for many, many decades, and I smell a rat somewhere. Now, again, I'm not suggesting that the snitch is just a snitch and there's really nothing to what this person has revealed to Tennessee. It sounds really bad. It does. I can't battle that line of thinking because the chancellor flat out said it. It's not good. It's bad. Violations, plural. Level one, level two. I can promise you it involves money to players. But just how this all came about is interesting to me. And I'm here to tell you, if they were 7-3, if there was a snitch, then that snitch would have been paid off. That snitch would have never come forward. That wouldn't have happened. So the theory that I've got is this is a way. They could tell once we got on into the season, past those first two games, you could see Tennessee football was not advancing and was eroding under Pruitt. It regressed. The 6-8 game winning streak did not predict a damn thing. Matter of fact, it was a false predictor. And this convenient timing of the snitch, 10 people fired, don't have to pay any of them. I think there's something to that. I am not suggesting the snitch doesn't have real info. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm questioning the timing because I don't think we're having this conversation if the season were different. I don't. And I've talked to various coaches about this yesterday. They all agreed. This ain't an item, Bill, if they didn't suck. Now, again, it'd be stuff going on behind the scenes. It's not good, but it wouldn't be out there right now. One more break. We'll take it right here. Coming right back. Omni, Nashville, Hotel.
Good morning. It's been struggling from an earlier wreck on 40 westbound near Spence Lane. Again, that's over in the Donaldson area. That's really had traffic slow go through there passing the airport. It's a minor wreck on 24 west near that off-ramp at Bell Road. It's over to the side as they mop up that crash with injuries from earlier on Firestone Parkway at Gold Boulevard. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You know, with most of the college football season over and done with, my buddy James Warren, who I went to BGA with and now owns Sir Speedy of Music City, he turned out to be right. My picks this year stunk.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the Gifts for the People.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of Gifts to the People, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be Gifts to the People in the near future.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly cloudy, high 53. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 31. Sunny tomorrow, high 48. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers. Wednesday night, low 37. Thursday, a chance of showers, high 54. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Do you have the FanDuel Sportsbook app yet? If you're in Tennessee, do it. Just trust me on this one, do it. Basketball is back. You know what that means. Time to fire up the FanDuel Sportsbook app. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, there are so many ways to bet on FanDuel. Lots of options now. Money lines, spreads, overs, unders, player props, parlays, futures. Find whatever bet you're looking for, as FanDuel has heaps of options. It's easy to place your bet fast during a game now. So if you like live betting, in-game betting, you see a trend, it's easy to do that as well on that FanDuel Sportsbook app. Now, here's the deal. If you sign up today, FanDuel will let you place your first bet risk-free. That's right. They'll give you up to $1,000 back if you don't win. And when you do win, FanDuel pays you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. You don't have to track down some shady bookie for your money. Just do me a favor. When you download that app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with the promo code BKING so they know I sent you. That's B-K-I-N-G for the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Now, you got to be 21, got to be in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable, expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 800-889-9789. Been a lively day. Been a very lively day. Paragon SC up in New York City. Bill, and he's a big Trojan fan, big USC fan. UT situation has been entertaining to hear this morning. Makes USC 10 years ago look organized. Yeah, the thing about stories like this is it teaches lessons. Now, it's also entertaining. I mean, that's the point, right? We're all here because of the subject matter and the entertainment it gives you and I, right? But it's we've seen so many of maybe not exactly the way this one's going, but so many crashes at various schools for different reasons. Maybe it's a bad hire. Maybe it's Florida State hired Willie Taggart. I mean, you could tell pretty quick it was a disaster. Maybe it's Bruce Pearl a few years back at Tennessee, starting with a backyard barbecue. Maybe it was all the disasters that happened there for a while in Alabama. Maybe it was the 2010 season where Auburn is tracking, and the bigger topic is Cam Newton got money and what did his dad do with it? Right, his dad facilitated, and that thing went on and on and on. Remember? I mean, these topics, these things happen. And there's plenty more in the future coming our way. Yeah, these things don't stop happening. Schools screw stuff up all the time, and that will not cease. The next big story is around the corner. It's kind of like in the stock market. Don't force a trade, because the next big trade's coming your way. Greg, I will answer you on the air. Greg says, can you come on the show? Sure, I can. I'm set up to do this. I'm wired to do it, so I'll join you guys. Crazy Charlie and I never have to disconnect. Yes, I'd be happy to. Couple things here. Demi Dome says, Bill, what about Doug Marrone? Please and thank you. Well, I mean, he's free. He's related to Boots Donnelly from the borough. He once coached at Tennessee, was an assistant up there. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, Griff is always wrong. Yeah, but I tell you, Griff, what I love about Griff is he's opinionated, and he's very passionate about it. I like that. I don't care whether Griff agrees or not. I just love the way Griff brings it, man. Griff being Griff is a beautiful thing. I can dig it. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey, Bill Shiana would have done a good job at Tennessee. A lot of people have brought that up. Perry Mason down in the orange groves of America. Bill, love your show. You do a G-word job, but I am also thankful Florida is not run like Tennessee. What a mess. Almost feel for them. Almost, he says. 614 Rob, Bill, R. The other conference is that much better at covering up the Bagman thing at the SEC conference. Oh, I think the SEC, I said this earlier, the SEC is the best league when it comes to winning, when it comes to passion, when it comes to putting people in the league, the Sunday league, when it comes to draft picks, when it comes to whatever. The SEC is the league. It's also the league of the most controversy. There's always some kind of snit. Very rarely do you go a stretch of time in the SEC where it's peaceful. You just it's hard. There's so much competition. You've got fans involved. Here's another item, folks. Once we get to the name and likeness thing, is any of this an item? What's a snitch going to come forward with? Guy got paid because of a sponsor, right? I mean, are we soon to take the snitches and pretty much eliminate them because there's nothing to snitch? It's legal. Now, will it be unfettered? No. There'll be rules involved. I'm being a little silly here, but I'm telling you, man, the first thing I thought of watching that press conference, other than the morgue-like atmosphere at that podium, two things hit me. I'll repeat. One, November 13th, dude or chick, whoever it was, probably a dude, shows up with information. Big, whopping information. And how Dondi Plowman was so eager to reiterate time and time again how bad this was. It was almost overkill. That's not the way I'm used to press conferences. There's a rat somewhere here, everybody. We're going to sniff it out. All right, I'll be on with Greg and John here in a second. So I'll just take about a three-minute break, maybe get an oxygen machine out, and then we'll be back.